Now back to Clout.
You're listening to Clout with Richard Green.
And so we're back with my friend, healer, counselor, Sherry Covens, who I think has some fabulously unique and interesting perspectives on life. And we're going to be talking about her therapy and how she's helped people and how she has been able to identify issues that, God, you know, you never would think of. Sherry, thank you so much for being with us. But for now, let's finish up with a couple of things. Apples and oranges, right? I mean, you can't cure something if you're only addressing symptoms and you're miles and miles away from the real cause.
Exactly. And the beauty and the simplicity of this work and the joy and the privilege I get to see people literally transform in front of me and look 10 years younger after they've released the weight of all these misunderstandings, as I call them, is we can simply go to that place of that trauma, which was a misunderstanding, and we acknowledge it, we shine the light on it, we bring in whatever new truths or understanding that little egg needs to know, and it gets it, and you feel it in your body. There's a physical shift in the body that you feel that is lighter, that is blissful, and you're just in alignment. You're like, oh, yeah, okay, now this feels good. This is how it's supposed to feel.
Wow. Okay, so how do people get in touch with you?
Well, the easiest way is to go to my website, www.sherrycovens.com, and that's spelled S-H-A-R-I-C-O-V, as in Victor, E-N-S.com. And for those of you in Los Angeles, I'll actually be doing an experiential healing event this coming Sunday, November 1st at 7:30 at the famous Bodhi Tree bookstore in West Hollywood. And I also have some upcoming workshops, and I'll actually be doing some group processes where I'll be taking groups through those 12 reference points and then following those 12 reference points in the physical birthing process and development process. Then we address four or five reference points along the soul development line. So basically the premise
So it's not enough just to be doing it on the DNA? There's a whole nother track?
No, there's three tracks. The ancestral stuff, and then the stuff that happens during the whole, gestation period, preconception to shortly after birth, and
right.
Then soul line, things that happen in the process of emerging from the oneness and ensoulment and misunderstandings that happen there. And so when people go through the entire process, they're enlightened beings. I mean, it is a consciousness-raising experience. All their misunderstandings are corrected. And when we say all, just the anecdotal evidence is that 90% at least of whatever traumas people are carrying are cleared when they go through this entire process.
Now, you said one.
And I witness this regularly.
Yeah, no, well, it's amazing. You said essentially if you're having any emotion, correct me if I'm wrong, but mm-hmm. from our conversations together, if you're experiencing any emotion, so grief, despair, sadness, shame, anger, hate, whatever, any emotions other than the divine emotions, and I'd like you to share what those are, then it means that you are still operating out of traumas that need to be cleared, that essentially we are all meant to only be experiencing the divine experiences and emotions.
Well, yeah. Well, that's virtually correct. And I say virtually because, again, just laws of the universe, there's darkness, there's light. But the point is that when your traumas are healed, you may still be exposed to a situation that is not to your liking, that could be disturbing, etc. But the point is, then feel the pain, feel the grief, feel the sadness, feel the disappointment, feel it 100%, acknowledge it, and then you're able to get back to your center. The whole point of being whole and being, this beingness that you truly are is knowing how and having the ability to get back there. And again, when I say knowing how, really it's more of just an ability that comes through healing your issues. So that when you are faced with traumatic situations, things that we would call traumatic situations, you're able to get back to your center quickly and easily and gracefully.
Right. Just like what I imagine the Dalai Lama does.
Exactly. Let me give compassion to this person. Let me acknowledge this person's suffering if they witness it. Let me acknowledge my own suffering. And you apply love, forgiveness. There are, very simple ways. And again,
okay.
Part of the healing technique I do does employ the principles of Ho'oponopono, which is a famous Hawaiian healing technique that very simply suggests that when you are suffering, you acknowledge the feeling. You say, I'm sorry. You say, forgive me, I love
right.
you, and thank you. Those four things in maybe a little bit different order. But
right.
again, it's all about if you're feeling your feelings and acknowledge them and acknowledge what's going on, that is really the path to feeling.
Okay.
You've got to feel it to heal it. And there's all these other processes that let you find the feelings, because most people can't feel their feelings. They don't really know what's upsetting them.
Sherry, we got to go in a second. What are the emotions, of the divine emotions, that people should be feeling without all of the trauma
stuff? Ideally, again, the definition of wholeness is to be able to always come from a place of unconditional loving, compassion, kindness, understanding, wisdom, creativity, spontaneity. We could probably add a few more, but those are basically the key description. If you know you're coming, constantly responding to life with those emotions and that kind of wisdom and understanding and trust, you know that you're a pretty healthy and whole person.
Wow.
And whenever you're feeling anything that's not that, it means that there's a trauma that needs to be healed. And again, if you're healed, it doesn't mean you're not human, but it does mean you won't be upset. It means you will. The response to traumas are compassion for yourself and others, forgiveness for yourself and others, love for yourself and others.
And does that include Dick Cheney and Karl Rove and George Bush?
Yes. As somebody like Dick Cheney, you look and you say, you know, I have compassion for your lack of understanding.
Okay.
You know, it's like, forgive them for they know not what they do.
There you go. Sherry Kovens, thanks so much. Give out your website again.
www.sherrykovens.com. That's SHARRYKOVENS.com. And Richard, thank you so much. It's been a great pleasure.
You're welcome. And you have a workshop coming up when in Los Angeles?
This Sunday at the Bodhi Tree at 7:30. I call it an experiential healing event. It's a two-hour program, and everyone gets a taste, and I do demonstration and take everyone through a group healing process. And
great.
Then to be announced soon, you can check in my website. I will be doing a group workshop where everyone gets to go through the 12 reference points of the prenatal through afterbirth process, as well as the soul trauma healing.
Thank you so much, Sherry Kovens, and we'll be right back.
Thanks.